listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the couch, as you always are, here at this time, 12 noon Pacific Standard Time, on LATalkRadio.com. If you're viewing today, thank you so much for joining us. And if you're listening, awesome too, because we're going to be doing some help for you to relax you. We're going to talk about mind and body and heart-brain coherence and the science behind that. A lot of people think it's hooey, or they think, I don't know this. But in psychology, we're talking a lot about the importance of getting our heart and our brains in coherence together. The left and right brain and how they work together. And when we're balanced, then our moods are balanced. Then our bodies are more balanced. The autonomic nervous system works well. We're relaxing. We're taking care of ourselves. And it's kind of like meditation. But what we're going to do is go through a heart-brain coherence meditation today and relaxation. And the leader of that meditation is our one and only guest today. Bring him on, Dave. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hey, Doc. How are you?
Nice to have you today.
I'm so grateful that you asked me to come on the show. I love being on the show with you.
Oh.
And we just have such a fun time. And you are so wise. And you have so much insight and information.
Wow.
And I love everything that you share. Thank you for doing what you do.
Right,
it's my honor.
Right back at you with the Medicine Fam on Instagram, folks.
Oh, thanks.
You know, I mean, hundreds of thousands of followers. You've created an amazing business. And the Medicine Fam, how would you describe the platform? And also on Facebook and TikTok as well.
Sure. Just a holistic medicine healing, an avenue to heal through holistic medicine, you know.
Nice.
And
nice.
It's not just, you know, there are different types of medicinal tools that a lot of people might not have heard of before.
Right.
And things that reach deeper levels of healing, emotional stuff, you know, the stuff that we work with works on not just a physical, but an emotional level as well.
Right, right. And your videos and your memes and everything you bring out there to the world is so helpful. Mind, body, meditation. And we're also going to talk about some of your practices that have helped you become so successful. And
thank you.
In your life and how you've come to create this wonderful family, the Medicine Fam, you and Callie and Miss Addie, how you all come together to create this business and bring a lot of help to people. And I really appreciate what you do. So today we're going to talk about, because you're really good at this, I know, is heart-brain coherence. So we're
going to
talk about, you know, sort of what that means, how it's going to help you all out there. Sort of take a little relaxation break. And this has to do with a kind of meditation, but it's not a really difficult meditation. And it's really effective in helping, again, your mind and body calm down. So you said you would graciously lead the meditation for us today. But and I really appreciate that.
It would be my honor.
And by the way, I want to give you kudos for doing those meditations, those live meditations on Instagram and YouTube as well.
Thanks.
Because you're rocking it. And you have been an ambassador to Gaia TV. You've been on camera with Tim, the dude who really is very tuned in spiritually and works with the ET sometimes with the government. So you're in tune with a lot of these people, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Without further ado.
Okay, I'll grab my computer here.
Cool, you do that. And what I'm going to do is explain a little bit to folks what heart-brain coherence is about.
I'm going to read. Well, I have it right here, but I was just going to.
Well,
explain it. I was just letting people know that
if you can do the meditation, I'll do the explanation sort of about
I love
what's happening when our brain's working with our heart and body.
And I'm going to read, just so everyone knows, I'll be reading one of my favorite meditations. This isn't off the top of my head, or this isn't anything that's been memorized.
So just to let folks know, it's sort of a state of union, right, between the mind, body, and spirit. And this state of harmony, what it does is it allows us to be more present, more aware, just like any kind of meditation, right? And when you're in a state of coherence, your body can heal itself and function at an optimal level. That's brain balance, folks. So what we find in psychology and also in this meditation, that the benefits of being in a state of coherence include increased creativity. You can tune in more to your creative nature, improved decision-making, greater clarity of thought, also physical energy, increased physical energy. And I know, Dave, you've really done a lot of that in your own work. You've increased a lot of your ability to really rock with your running you do, meditation and your yoga and all that stuff. You've told me that you
thank
really
you.
Increased.
Well, I had to change it up, you know.
Yeah.
I had to get my body back into health. I wasn't taking care of myself to the degree that I wanted to, or that, you know, I should have. We need to remember that mind, body, and soul is all connected. You know, it's all interwoven. So you can be the most, conscious person. You can have profound experiences that are non-physical, or you know, you can have the most profound experiences in the world. But if you're not, you know, translating that into your physical body, then it's not, you know, you're not anchoring it in. So you have to, anything that's done on the spiritual planes or on the mental planes, you need to anchor into the physical for it to become tangible, you know.
Yeah.
And do that through exercise, you know.
Right.
Through pushing your body beyond its comfort zone. Just like with anything, when you push beyond the comfort zone, you break into new atmospheres that you hadn't previously allowed yourself to explore.
Yeah.
Same with the body. So,
makes a lot of sense. So,
and that has a lot to, sorry to cut you off, but that has a lot to do with heart brain coherence too.
Right.
Is getting your body to allow your heart and your brain to align, which traditionally is not a normal thing unless you're practicing it.
Right.
You know, so this process does allow you to access and enter new atmospheres of consciousness, which maybe you haven't explored before.
That's awesome. That is really nice. And that's without any plant medicine or any anything. No. It's just, it really is in our natural ability.
It is.
Excuse me. And I don't think a lot of people realize our natural ability is to really change up our, you know, functioning in our brain and our bodies and, you know, actually breathe to where we're affecting the pineal gland.
They're activating the calcite crystals.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
And that in turn, you know, according to also Dr. Joe Dispenza.
Dr. Joe.
talks about that, the whole thing about also growing telomeres on the end of our cells.
That's right.
Little antennas on the end of our cells. And those are really what define longevity and health.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
So we have increased physical energy, as you say, and also something really important is reduced stress levels. And we all know about the benefits of releasing endorphins and, you know, getting rid of bad chemicals and allowing the good chemicals to come into your brain. Right. Not only that, but it also helps with sleep. Because it was so weird. You've heard these reports, right, Dave? The medical reports out now saying that one of the biggest causes of disease in this country is lack of sleep.
Interesting. I haven't seen the reports, but I've heard that many times.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
So because we need to get into the, you know, the alpha, theta, Delta and REM phases for healing.
Right,
so
absolutely.
As many cycles of those as we can get into at night, which are minimal six. We should be
totally.
Doing seven as adults. Children, maybe teens, can sleep, do 10 hours or whatever. But they need that. So,
right.
But anyway, that being said, what we're talking about here with heart, brain, I have a little cold. I'm sorry, guys, I keep coughing, but got my tea here, so I'm trying to manage that. But the thing is with heart, brain, is we're getting into alpha, the kind of pre-sleep relaxation. And what the researchers at Palo Alto's kind of the Heart Map Institute, right?
Yeah, I love them. Absolutely.
What they're talking about. Yeah. Those guys are awesome. And what they're talking about is the unity between your mind, body, and spirit. And they've done countless experiments on the heart-brain coherence. That's right. Why they're called the Heart Math Institute. Huge institute in Palo Alto. So that's what we're talking about. And what... also a little bit about the science, guys, so you can understand this, is our hearts, the reason why they say heart-brain coherence, okay? Our hearts have what are called sensory neurons. They're neurons.
Right.
They're communication neurons, right, Abe?
That's right.
And absolutely. they're emotional neurons.
They
so
are.
We have emotion in our heart, hence the old saying, she broke my heart, or my heart... Right. I'm heartfelt or what it's all about. Our heart has sensory neurons, 40,000, more than
absolutely.
We have our brain. Actually.
More than the brain. Right. Right.
So if we're combining our heart and our brain together, what we're doing is we're getting coherent left, right brain balance. Right. We're affecting that pineal gland. As you said, David,
yes, sorry, there was just a plane going overhead.
Oh,
I was trying to block out the sound.
Beautiful. It's beautiful out there. You are up in the trees. You're up there in the canyon, aren't you?
Up in the trees.
So, what happens also is the heart is producing electromagnetic energy.
Absolutely.
The brain is also, but the brain is more of an electronic. The heart is more magnetic. So
right.
So what we're doing is we're just completely relaxing ourselves and connecting the two. And I've said really a lot about that. So.
And I want to touch on one more thing, if that's all right with you.
Please do.
The toroidal field.
Yeah.
The field that it's the toroidal field, what I'm talking about. So it's the essence through which it's the geometry through which cells multiply, through which everything is it comes into existence from this field. This
yes.
is how you if you look at sound waves, anything, every on the subatomic level, it's these toroidal fields that are the magnification of energy, right? But what we have around us, we all are familiar with the aura,
right?
Right. That's just that's energy streaming from the top, coming out of the bottom, going like this, and then from the bottom and coming out of the top simultaneously. So it's creating this field. When you activate the heart and especially heart-brain coherence, now this can be measured with Krillian photography, your aura gets up to, I believe it's, now don't quote me on this exactly, but I think it's like 15 feet in diameter.
Yes, they've been working on, they've really been studying trying 15. They say 9 feet indeed, which is 3 meters, right? 8 to 9 feet. But they're working on the fact that actually we can, through heart-brain and also just serious meditation about when that's a whole other, you know, study about manifestation out into the field and
sure.
our mind working, you know, with that. So, I mean, yeah, exactly. You're right. It's, they're working on trying to go 15.
Yeah.
I was listening to an interview the other day, that Emery Smith was doing with a scientist on his new, Gaia show that you're familiar with is, it was about how they've surmised that we can go up to 30 feet.
Totally.
And that's amazing. But
yeah,
these are specially absolutely. Trained people. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, that's it. I was, that's it.
You're
so
right.
When you so when you do this practice, you're literally strengthening the very essence, the core of who you are. You're creating more of you. You're letting in more of your essence. You know, you're really connecting with the stream of consciousness, the stream of energy. And in a sense, you're increasing the flow, you know. So these are really powerful practices and definitely something to incorporate, you know, in the day to day.
Right.
Just for overall happiness and health, longevity, you know, just overall wellness. These are really powerful exercises.
That's so cool. I love that. So would you mind just briefly, because I know there's people out there that, you know, who listen to us on the radio.
And sure.
On their, I mean, you know, they're listening to us on the app in their car.
Yeah.
And, or they're at an office and they can't really do a meditation. But what you guys can do is check out, as soon as we get off the air, you can check out the rerun. Or you can, it'll be up in the archives on my show after we get off. If you just go to On the Couch, when you go to shows on homepage. Or you can go onto LA Talk Radio Facebook. You can see the rerun of Dave and I. So if you can't do the meditation now, you can play it back later today. We're going to... Do you want to do a short one? Maybe whatever, like
sure.
a 15-minute. That would be awesome. So we could all do the heart, brain, and get centered. If you're stressful right now, if you're feeling, I don't know, like you need a break, or like I said, later, if you have time, you could do this with us. So I give it over to you.
All righty. Cool. Well, I'm going to be doing the meditation, but I'm going to be reading. So I don't have this memorized. That would be really cool to have it memorized though.
Oh, you got it pretty much down. We did it the other day.
I'll fix this. Here we go. Okay. Right. Rock and roll.
I'm going to go ahead and just follow your lead here.
Cool. Sounds good.
I'm going to meditate. If it's cool with you, I'll just be part of it.
You are welcome to. That is totally cool with me.
That would be awesome. I would love it.
Okay. I'm trying to find my position here. Here we go. Okay. So we'll start out. You can close your eyes.
Okay.
One of the things that I love to do, which really helps me calm the mind, is imagine your thoughts as clouds. So regardless of any thought that comes in, right, we always have thoughts. Just separate yourself from your relationship to that thought and just be the observer of the clouds. It's like you are in a passenger seat of a plane looking over and just looking at the clouds go. Another one is if you're standing on the side of a highway and just watching the cars go by, you know, any analogy of just letting them pass, right? So get into that state, drop in, release your attachment to your thoughts. They're not even yours. So it has been said that when this harmonic union occurs between the brain and heart, it lays the foundation for intentional manifestation in our lives. When we consciously choose to focus our thoughts and emotions towards our desires, this coherence intensifies. So we're going to do an exercise together. Get yourself already into, if you're not already in a relaxed state, make sure that you dip into it. Just release, surrender, relax. Nothing to do. This is a gift of the day. Nothing to do, nowhere to be, nowhere to run. This moment is for you and for you only. Lightly touch one or both hands over your heart. The reason why we do this is because our awareness will go to the place on our bodies where we feel the touch or sensation. So this helps us shift from mind to heart. Focus on your heart. Focus on the feeling in your heart. Allow your hand or hands that are sitting over your heart to act as a blanket of love and compassion for all that your heart does for you each and every single day, all day long. Each beat of your heart is a gift from the divine spark of creation. That's what makes your heart beat. That electrical charge, that's God right there. That's the universe. And it's sparking through you in each moment, unconditionally. Give some love to that heart. While you're feeling into your heart, slow your breathing. 5 seconds on inhale, 5 seconds on an exhale. We'll do this together. Close your eyes if you can and enter this state of breathing. We'll do 5 seconds on the inhale. 5 seconds on the exhale. Do that 3 times. We'll do it 2 more times. This sends an electrical signal that you're tuning your attention inward. I'll let the plane pass. Let it dip you into a deeper state. So as you've turned your attention inward, you're telling your body that you are in a place that is safe. You are also lowering your blood pressure, you're lowering your heart rate, and the act of deep breathing helps with calming your thoughts and telling your body that you are safe, you are comfortable. You are protected, and it's okay to be vulnerable in this space. So as you breathe, be conscious of making your breathing longer and deeper than usual. Stretch those breaths out. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Stretch those breaths. The more you can stretch your breath, the more centered you become in your own being. Now, in this state, create a feeling in your heart to the best of your ability. If you can feel one of the following feelings, such as care for anything or anyone, or appreciation for anything or anyone, a deep, deep sense of gratitude for anything or anyone, and of course, probably one of the strongest of the four, is deep compassion for anyone. This will be most effective. So as you're feeling into your heart and as you're slowing your breath, you're feeling into one of these emotions. Something that triggers an emotional response in your heart. If you have a child, think about your love for them. If you have a parent, think about your love for them and all they've done to give you this beautiful life. If you have a best friend, think about how they've been there for you. Anything in your life, obviously, a loved one, a spouse, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, how they're there for you. Unconditionally, without judgment. Just feel this feeling. Spark it in your heart. And then marinate in this energy. Marinate in that compassion or gratitude. Do this with me for a few minutes. Continue breathing and feeling into that emotion. With every breath, slow breath in, you're allowing that emotion to sit deeper into you. With every breath out, that emotional energy is again, sinking, you're creating space for it to sink into you on a cellular level. Your cells feel this love. Every single cell of your body responds to this feeling and is thanking you for it. So do this for a few minutes. Focus on this emotion and let the breath feel into the emotions. As you do that, it's good to know that there is scientific proof that these four words will trigger the experience between our heart and our brain to create coherence. These words are .1 hertz. I guess three words. Must have been a typo, I apologize. .1 hertz. Now, when you speak in megahertz, when you speak a vibration, you're casting it, you're telling your body to respond to this vibration. That's why a lot of people will put on 432 hertz music or 528 hertz. So when you say the words, the three words, 0.1 hertz, subconsciously, your body, your mind, the cells of your body, and your heart are responding to the 0.1 hertz, which is, once again, just a vibration. It is a frequency. It is a megahertz. This primal ancient act is the key to the deepest truth of who you are in this world as an individual. This is where the super learning comes from. When you are wanting to create something new, tuning in, or trying to get information about how to solve a problem, this is the place to start. Understand scientifically that this is a trigger for over 1,300 biochemical reactions, which help with immune systems, anti-aging hormones, cardiovascular health, cellular health. This is just to name a few. This really is a super meditation when you allow yourself to dip in. Now I'm going to count back from 5 to 0. And with every number, you're going to gradually and compassionately bring yourself, bring your awareness back into the present moment, back into reality, outside of your eyes being closed. So we'll start with 5. You're still in it. You're letting your body know that even with your eyes open, when they open, you can still marinate here. You can take this with you wherever you go. You can dip into it whenever you choose. 4, you feel maybe your toes are wiggling, maybe your fingertips, you can wiggle them. Remind yourself that you're coming back into the physical space. 3, you're sitting back into the body. 2, you can take this with you. 1, and 0, you can open your eyes, you're back in your body, but you're still marinating in this energy.
That was beautiful.
Thanks.
Beautiful. Thank you. I love that. You know, it's very rare that I get to have a, you know, meditative leader on the show.
Oh, you're no, too it's kind.
And you do this, I understand you do this, you and your fam. You do this every day. This is part of your morning practice. Along with, as you said, your physical exercise and you know, all those things that you do. Oh, that looks so beautiful behind you. Your environment.
Oh, thanks. I just had to, the sun started to come over the roof.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
So it's cold outside, so I needed to double jacket. But when the sun comes and gets directly on you, it starts to get a little warm. So I just had to reposition.
Right, Exactly. Thank you so much for that. That was really incredible. And how often would you say people should do this kind of, and it doesn't have to be a heart brain. We just kind of thought right. we'd do that. How often?
Absolutely. I mean, at least, you know, it's the classic saying, it's at least 15 minutes a day. And if you don't have time, if you can't carve out 15 minutes a day to meditate, then you need to do 20. That's like the classic saying.
Right?
It's really true.
I love that.
Because I mean, when you think about it, everything that we do in life, every action we take, everything that we do, every thought we think, every intention we set, all of it has to do with the relationship between self and self. You know, it's all the relationship between, you know, your alignment with higher self, your spirit and, if you will, the ego or the sense of identification in relationship to the all that isness that you're connected to. And that's every single decision. We don't really think of it like that, but when you break it down, every thought, every action, they are all in relationship to where you are at with you. So if you can meditate every day for at least 15 minutes, I mean, really just carve out 15 minutes. If you go to sleep at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, put the computer away or put the phone away or, you know, write in your journal 15 minutes earlier. And, you know, put yourself in a state maybe where you won't fall asleep right away. And then for those of you that do have a more difficult time actually falling asleep, then this is great to just lay in bed and or sit up, whatever your preference is, to help you get into, you know, a more relaxed state. But it's essential to do this every day. It really is. This is the it's the only way to meditation in a sense, right? And meditation isn't just closing your eyes and you know, crossing your legs, or it's not just chanting Om, or, you know. It's doing, you know, if you are a musician and you play music and you get in the flow and you feel this stream of energy flowing through you when you play music and it comes so naturally, that's a form of meditation as well. Obviously, it is a different frequency. It's a different type of meditation, but it still is absolutely a form of meditation. If you are, you know, working in a job, you know, 3 to 5 or 6 or even 7 days a week that demands you to, you know, be focused on a task that might be slightly mundane.
Yes. You know,
it's easy to just want to check out of that by, you know, I'm looking forward to lunch, or what I'm trying to say is there's always a stimulation, you know, especially with people that work in these, in these types of situations. So all I'm saying is, instead of always jumping to the next stimulation, and not even if you're working in you know, a mundane circumstance, it's for anybody and everybody, but it just seems that, you know, if you are in a more demanding situation, then you're quicker to want to get out of that. You're quicker to want to self-serve and, you know, just move on to the next form of stimulation because you're in such a state of like mindless activity.
Well,
when if you can just, you know, enter a state that allows you, and it doesn't mean you have to take all this time out and do this big meditation. Just close your eyes, breathe, put your hand over your heart, focus on the feeling, and just seriously, it's activating, you know, a feeling of compassion. That's really what it comes down to.
Yes. And that comes down to, don't you think that's beautiful? Because you know, you said you were talking about the words, you know, that are all really important, that they were testing when they were doing the work at the heart brain.
Point one hertz.
Huh?
Point one hertz.
Yeah. And also that's like the frequency that we're putting out there, which is, but the words you were saying, like if we focus on, and these are the words that they experimented with, as I understand, at the Heart Math Institute, is caring for someone, care, appreciation for someone or something. You said gratitude and or compassion. And I think compassion is so important because it puts, it increases our empathy, or as I call it, empathy, you know, with other people. And compassion is being able to understand others as well, you know, and but so what they've done, as I understand it, is they've at the HeartMath Institute is understand how these are really strong triggers for everybody, because most people care for something or someone, something, maybe even a dog or a cat or what, you know, whatever, the caring and the appreciation and the gratitude and compassion.
Right.
Those are such powerful emotions that we feel. And when we feel, that releases the chemicals. So we're going scientific here. We're, releases those chemicals, gets those sensory neurites in the heart working with the brain, and is directly affecting the pineal gland, which is opening us up to just being, you know, changing our moods to be mellower people.
Absolutely.
And more loving towards others. And this is where the part that you're very involved in, which I think is amazing. This is where the people becoming more conscious, right? The conscious community is being more aware, especially now more than ever.
Sure. Definitely.
That suffering is, has hatred, violence, terrorists, suffering. This is all going on around our world, but if we can stay within our world, and that's not what I'm saying is to check out or ignore what's going on. My God, no. We all know or are affiliated with or have a relative who's suffering and hurting.
Sure.
But my point is that if we can come into ourselves and have gratitude and love and appreciation, it's like the power of prayer in a way, whoever you're praying to, but it's also going within yourself instead of going outside of yourself.
Absolutely. Well said, Doc. And to touch on that as well, you know, we got to remember, and this is every great channeler, not just channeler, I mean quantum physicists have proven that, you know, I forget the name of the experiment, the double slit experiment.
Right.
You've heard of the double slit experiment.
Through
observation.
Yeah. Right.
So they have these, you know, random, and they've done a lot of these, but basically.
Right.
Everything is at random. A particle is not, it's not like the Hadron Collider or anything. But point being, when you observe something.
Oh, yes.
When your consciousness observes it, that is the moment that it becomes physical. That's the moment it becomes dense energy, right? So before it's being observed, if there is something that is not being observed, it is in a wave state. It is in, the particles are in a essentially a state of potential.
Right.
Now, of course, there's varying layers of these densities. So that means if something is not being observed, it is in a potential state. It's the observer and the expectation which actually on a subatomic level, these particles react and respond to being observed. So what I'm getting at is, with everything going on in the world, keep in mind, you know, and this is what I've been doing for my own peace of mind, this, I have to do this for myself. And, you know, a lot of people that I talk to and I work with, this is something that, that we do to anchor in higher frequency energy, is understand that our observation of these events or our observation of whatever is going on around us is right. solidifying reality. Your reality is a literal different reality, a different experience, a different plane of existence. It is in a different quantum field of consciousness than every other person's reality. Every person is their own creator, their own projector, their own reflector, their own receiver, their own transmitter, as are you. So if you are experiencing things that are presented to you in your reality that you do not want to necessarily invoke, that you don't want to put energy towards, that you don't want to bring into your reality, you can consciously choose
right.
to essentially not focus on them. Say, I understand that they're there, and I understand that these are potentials for right. reality. Now, there's a difference between turning a blind eye and then choosing to send love and light to those that are suffering, right? You essentially are acting as the beacon of light. You are acting as the lighthouse. When you say, I understand that there are people that are consumed, that have been affected, that have been traumatized by certain events and by things that are going on, I blanket them. I ask the quantum field of consciousness to blanket them with love and light for the sole purpose of increasing the overall collective vibrational frequency of these people that are in a state of suffering. And to hold that light, to anchor in that light, I cannot feel fear or suffering or anything like that. I need to understand that I play a role in all of this, and that is being a holder of high frequency consciousness.
Right.
And that's the only way.
Yeah.
Just to create your reality and to not get sucked in to, you know, and this goes so deep, you know, the media and manipulation of consciousness, and they want to control, you know, mainstream right. wants you to think a certain way, and they want to control where your energy is directed.
Right.
You know, so if you can take that back,
right,
you're winning.
That makes sense. And there's so many, you know, everyone has their own truth. Everyone right. has their own emotions, their own truth, their own culture, their own upbringing, their own unresolved stuff in their subconscious, which gets in the way as well. And that's a whole other
right.
show. But
totally.
But, you know, I really appreciate what you're saying. And the observer effect is real. I mean, they did experiments on that when they were, you know, scientists were observing photons, you know, which are
right.
in the quantum field, which is part of the smallest to the unseen in the atom.
Right.
When they watched what a photon particle was doing, it would change
right.
the trajectory.
That's right.
When they changed,
that's the double slit. That's right.
And didn't look at it going through all those little slits of light, the photon went back into a very constant rhythm of its
right.
own. But when the scientists looked at it, it started going. So in other words, I guess you're right. It was picking up on the observer what was going on here, and that has a lot to do with how we can change things. And like you said, you know, blessing and sending love and giving love. And of course, we all suffer for those suffering, but not, you know, just trying to give what you can back out there to others.
Right.
And through loving energy. But
exactly.
It looks like it's about that time already. It's gone so fast, Dave.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for doing that meditation. That was amazing.
My pleasure.
Wonderful, sweetheart. So best way to find out more about you is
The Medicine Fam on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok. But
beautiful.
But more Instagram or Facebook.
I love your videos. I love the material. I love your memes. And that's what it's really all about, is health, love, mind, body balance. And thank you for all you do for others, Steve.
Thank you, Doc. Thank you for all you do for others. Well, love you so much. And thank you for this time. And I look forward to speaking with you soon and doing another show.
Let's do it. All right. Thank you. Blessings to you. All right. That's it, folks. Thanks for joining me here on the couch. I really appreciate it. And thank you again, Davey, for coming back on with the Medicine Fam. Have a great day and take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others. Bye.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.